The topic is Tiocha de Tzibura, not taking a long time. It's ironic because I think I'm going to go longer than the usual half hour for a shiur that's about not taking more time, but I want to try to cover the whole topic, and there's a lot of different particulars. The pasuk says, when Yisro approaches Moshe, Vayomer Chosin Moshe, love lo tova davar ashoto, said, it's not right what you're doing. Nobel Tibol Gamat, so you're going to become overworked, Gama Amaze Asher Imach, and the nation that's with you, how are you going to sit here all day? They're going to be lining up hours and hours waiting to hear your psak and whatever the din Torah was. It's going to run you and everybody else crazy. Ki kaved mimcha hadavar, it's too heavy for you. Lo sucha alaseh levadacha, you can't do all this by yourself. It's going to be a tircha on the tzibur. It's going to be not fair to them, not fair to you to take so much time, so much effort to deal with all the problems of Klai. So you have to set up a base in different systems, and that's Yisro's famous idea. So I figure with that introduction, we'll talk about tircha of the tzibur in halacha. It's something that is often invoked. You can't do this because it's tircha and tzibur. You can't do this because it's not right to the congregation, it takes too long. So what are the parameters? When is it invoked? When is it not invoked? So let's begin with the Gemaras. The Gemara in Brachos Yud Beis says that they wanted to add sections of Parshas Balak to Kriyat Shema. There's a certain line in Parshas Balak they wanted to add to Kriyat Shema, and Chazal decided not to do it because it would have been a tirch on the tzibur, would have been too much. You're saying all three Parshas already, you're going to add another whole Parsha to Shema. They said it's too much, it's not right to keep them in shul so much longer. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed says that if the Shliach Tzibur left something out of his private Shemon Esrei, he does not have to repeat it again. He can simply say that insertion that he left out in his Chazar Sashatz, Rosh Chodesh, the Chazan forgets the Alviyavu, who doesn't have to repeat his own Shemon Esrei, right? He'll say Alviyavu when he says his own Shemon Esrei, right? And that's cited in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kaf Chavav. Why? Tircha de Tzibura. He's going to have to say his Shemon Esrei again while everybody else is waiting for him, and then he's going to have to say Chazar Sashatz. It's not fair. A tircha, a burden on the congregation. What is the yesod? What's the foundation of this din? So Rav Asher Weiss discusses this in the Minchas Asher in Parshas Korah, in Parshas Balak, because there it's the reference of adding the Parsha of Bilam to Kriyat Shema. So there he has a discussion about Tircha Netzibur. So he notes a machlokas whether this is a Doraisa or Derabanan. The Ma'aryeh Al-Ghazi in the Shalom Beit Tzibur brings a number of proofs to show that this is a prohibition from the Torah to be matriach, to burden the Tzibur with time. And the tshuva of the Steichem and the tshuvas mechta of the Chizkia argues that this is a din de rabbanan, it is rabbinic, it is not from the Torah, in order to not be matriach and not to burden the tzibur. What's the yesod? What's the foundation? So Rav Asher Weiss offers three different suggestions. The first is more elaborate, so we'll spend more time on there. He quotes a tshuvas harash ben chelik aleph that says that tircha de tzibur is simply an extension of kavod hatzibur. It's all part of the same umbrella of giving honor and respect to the congregation. And Kavodat Sibor is certainly min haTorah. We know that the issue of Kavodat Sibor has sources in the Torah as well. And we find two sources in Shas that we see compare Tircha of the Tzibor to Kavod of the Tzibor. Honor and the burden of the Tzibor are really the same thing. The Gemara in Sota Lamates says that the Teva, the holder of the Sefer Torah, should be prepared beforehand. In the older days, they did not have a set Aron Kodesh in the shul they daven. Sometimes they would have to go get the Torah from where it was kept and then bring it to where they were reading the Torah. That was just the setup in their day. And therefore, the Gemara says you need to make sure that the table you're going to read the Torah on is going to be ready before you go and get the Torah. You guys slept the Torah in, and then the guy's like, taking out his IKEA information and like trying to figure where the screw goes in. I don't have an Allen wrench, and what are we going to do? You have to set that all up before you bring the Torah in. Why, says the Gemara? Because of Kavod HaTzibur. And the Ramah says that this is a din in Tircha Tzibura. So we see Kavod HaTzibur, Tircha Tzibur, the same thing. The second is a Gemara in Yuma Sameches, that in Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol reads first from Parshas Achremos, which is the Avodah. Then he reads Ach Ba'asar and Parshas Emor, which is again the midst of Yom Kippur on the 10th of the month. And then finally, Basar Ba'asar and Parshas Pinchas, he reads it by heart. So he has to go Achremos to Parshas Emor and then back to Parshas Pinchas. But that he reads by heart. So the Gemara says, why do we read the final section Baal Peh? We generally do not read Torah Shebichsav by heart. So why would the Kohen Gadol do that? And the Gemara says, because to have to roll the Torah all the way back to Parshas Pinchas would be a lack of Kavod HaTzibur, says the Gemara. And it seems from Rashi, as Rashi says, Shayu mitzapin v'dobin l'kach. They're going to be waiting while you, this guy, schlepping the Torah back to Parshas Pinchas, and therefore we see again, Kavadat Tzibur equals Tirchat Tzibur as well. The Rambam Hilchasfil, the Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Mamdal both write that we should ideally, in a perfect situation, not be golel, not roll the Sefer Torah while the Tzibur is waiting. Ideally, sometimes stuff happens, you have to roll it, but in an ideal situation, that's why you try to prep the Sifrei Torah before they're needed on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham says that if we have only one Sefer Torah, we are goal the Torah when it's needed, and we assume the Tzibur will be mochel, if the shul has one Torah. So we say, the Tzibur has to understand, they have to be reasonable. If you only have one Torah, then you have to wait where they're going to roll it, and they have to come to an understanding. The Tosus Yeshanim there in Yuma says that the Gemara is implying that the issue of Tirchan and Tzibura pushes aside the prohibition of reading Pesukim by heart, right? That's what we're saying. Really, you should just read the, really you should just be reading the Torah by heart. Tirchan Tzibura, and that Tirchan Tzibura is so important that it pushes aside the prohibition of reading Pesukim by heart. That's what the Gemara is saying. So in light of this, the Mishnah Berurah says that if one is giving a drasha, and he wants to quote the Pesukim in his drasha, and it's going to have to go to the back and get a chumash, and they have to bring it forward, and he's going to have to find a pasuk, and they're going to be waiting for this guy to find the pasuk, so we could read out of the chumash. So the Chavetz Chaim says, just say the pasuk by heart. Instead of having to go get a chumash, open it up, just to fulfill this din of reading psukim inside the chumash. I once heard a story, I don't remember who or what the context was, but Rabbi Bitzal Radinsky, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Muncie, so somebody told me that by his Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, or Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, he wanted to quote psukim inside, so he asked somebody to go to the back of his base medrash and to go get Navi Yeshaya, Yirmiyahu, something like that, and the guy ran to the back, he brought it forward, and he read the psukim inside, and he read the whole section he wanted to see. After the drasha, somebody came to the front to wish him Yashar Koach, and he saw that the Navi was not the one he asked for. It was a different one, and the guy wasn't paying attention. It was a Yud and a Vav at the end, and he grabbed the wrong one. He brought forward, and Rabbi Radinsky was a mensch, and also a big Talmud Chacham, and he just read the Pesukim by heart, and didn't make a big deal out of it, and read it as it was.
This is a reservation for the Rambam. He was standing here in Boston, and he discovered afterwards he was looking inside.
But it wasn't the right place. So the same idea as well. You have to be obviously a great in Torah and great in Midos as well to the sensitivity. For sure, the Rambam in Hilchos Deis in Perek Vav understands Vehatrecha Kamocha to be manifest not in the feeling towards people, but rather in the way we're expected to be treated. That's what it means, just like you would want to be treated. I can't force you to like somebody else. That the Torah can't do. But what I can force you to do is to treat somebody in a way that you would want to be treated as well. And therefore, the covet of a person, and certainly the tzibur, should be included as well. Meaning you should not treat the tzibur in a way that you would not want to be treated. And we find the Rambam in Hilchas Avelos says, there's a general mitzvah of Ve'hasrecha Kamocha, that's the Torah commandment. And Chazal, the Rabbanan, dictated how to fulfill that Torah commandment. The Torah says, love your fellows, love yourself. And then Chazal said, know what that means? Bikra Cholim, Hachnasas Kala, Levayas HaMeis, all those different things are rabbinic in the way they are manifest at the end of the day. The balance between the Doreis and the Rabbanan is as follows. If you do one of these mitzvos, all these mitzvos of Chesed, you fulfill a mitzvah saseh of the Hathrecha Kamocha. But if you refrain, let's say you don't do Bikra Cholim. You don't pay for a kala to get married. Someone comes to you and says, you know, you could go pay a Shiva kol, but you don't. You don't violate the Torah commandment of Hathrecha Kamocha because the way in which you're told to fulfill is Darabanan. And since the Rabbanan cannot tell you that if you don't fulfill our mandate, which is rabbinic, that you're going to violate a Torah commandment. So that's how Rav Asher Weiss distinguishes. If you do an act of chesed, as mandated by Chazal, you fill a Torah commandment. But if you don't do it, it's not a bittel, it's not a negligence in doing that mitzvah itself. The same yesod can be applied to Tirchat Tzibur, he says. And the kant of Tirchat Tzibur is min haTorah, because of V'yahavta L'reacha Kamocha. And the specific halachos of Tirchat Tzibur are derabana, meaning the Torah says, be nice, and Chazal said, this is how you're nice to the Tzibur in these particular cases. So that is yesod number one. Tirchat Tzibur is a din in V'haftarecha kamocha. That's one. Two, he says, the Gemara in Kedushin asks, where's the source that a person who's older should not be matriach others to honor him? That he shouldn't, if he can avoid walking into a room and causing everybody to stand up and sit down and go walking back and forth, everybody standing up and sitting down, standing up and sitting down, he is responsible to make sure he's not conducting himself in a way that puts the burden on everybody else to go out of their weights in order to honor him. So the pasuk says, "Mipnei seva takum, v'yadar t'pnei zaken, v'yareisim elokacha." You should honor someone who's older, but you should have yiras Hashem. So your honoring, your right to be honored as an older person, does not override yiras Hashem. Don't be a jerk about having other people honor you at the end of the day. There's still a mitzvah of yiras Hashem. And Rashi says that there's a tirchi here enforcing the tzibur to stand. Okay, one time is one thing, but the person's walking into the room, out of the room, into the room, out of the room, walking all around the shul, and everybody's sitting and standing. So then it's enough at some point. V'yareisim elokecha is a source of tircha de tzibura. There's a tshuva from Rav Chaim Palagi in the Kaf HaChaim. He says that the minag in Izmir, Turkey, was to sit the talmidei chacham in the shul near the entrance of the shul, by the doors. And the reason, he thought, was to prevent tircha on the tzibur, because when these rabbanim would enter and get to their seats, the people would stand up. But if the seats are right next to the door, they don't have to stand up for so long. But if the talmid chacham seat is on the other side of the shul, then the whole shul is waiting for this guy to get to his seat while they're standing. So they would sit the rabbanim near the door so people wouldn't have to sit for so long. Tircha de tzibur, you know, v'yareisim elokecha, you have to have yiras Hashemayim as well. The last source, says Rav Asher Weiss, is Rashi in the Sefer HaPardes. He quotes a medrash in the Psikta de Rav Kahana. The pasuk in Micha asks Klal Yisrael whether a Kadosh Baruch Hu ever burdened the Jews. The Navi asks the Jewish people, did Hashem ever burden you? And he says, Imi ma'asisi lach u'ma haliasich anabi. What did I do to you? Did I burden you? Was I too much for you, says Hashem? So Rashi says from here, we have a source, Natsmi Matriach Letzibur. Just like Hashem says, I don't want to be Matriach, I don't want to cause a burden to Klal Yisrael, so too, we should not cause a burden to other people as well. So those are three sources, all around the same idea of being a nice person, not being annoying, to make sure we're not Matriach Letzibur. Let's get into some specifics. Now we understand the broad yesod, the broad idea. Let's get into some interesting cases of Tircha Letzibura. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey says, if a Kohen is davening or saying Shema, he should get an Aliyah, and they call him up for an Aliyah, so they should skip the Kohen, if he's the only Kohen available, if he's in the middle of something he can't stop, and they should give it to Yisrael. The Kidashto, we have to honor the Kohanim and give him all this Kavod, the Kohen should go first. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Tircha de Tzibura is more important than Kidashto. We're going to wait for this Kohen to finish his Shemar Esrei. We have things to do. We're not going to wait. So we skip the Kohen. And this is based on the above Tshuvas HaRashba. There is another Tshuvas HaRashba who discusses this in a different way, but not for right now. The next, the Beis Yosef in Kuf Lamed Tes cites Rabbeinu Saj, who says that one should specifically leave the Torah open and not close when getting an Aliyah for the Brachos. And his source is the Yerushalmi in Megillah that learns from Nehemiah that one should recite the Bracha when the Torah is open. And the Prima Gadim explains the reason for this is in order to enable the reader to begin the reading right away. We should be able to go straight from the Bracha into Kriyas HaTorah with no breaks, no hefsek in the middle. However, the Mishnah Berurah there in Kuf Lamed Tes and Sifkat Yud Zayin cites the Vilna Gaon, who says the Bracha should be made with the Torah open because it's a tircha to the tzibur for the Baal Kori to find the place after the Bracha was made. Next, the Taz in Simen Yud Gimel cites the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches by Hilchos Tzitzis. The halach is you have to check your tzitzis in the morning when you make a bracha on them, right? We always have our talis, we always check the tzitzis before we put the talis on. We are aware of this. However, let's say they call you up for an aliyah and you didn't put your talis on, so you got to put your talis on very quickly. You're going to make your bracha and throw it on. So before you make the bracha, you got to check your tzitzis. So the whole shul is going to stand there while you're like, you know, going through one corner, another corner, another corner. So the Taz says you don't check your tzitzis in this case because the tzibur is waiting for you to get your aliyah. And this goes with the opinion that checking your tzitzis is not a din according to the summary shown, but rather it is a chumrah in order to check your tzitzis beforehand. And that is another example. Next, Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Klapholz writes in his multi-volume Admorei Bells, all about the history of the Bells of Rebbe. So he writes in Chelek Dalid that the Rav Aaron of Bells once on Shavuos finished his kavanos before davening. And the whole Tzibur waited for the Belzer Rebbe, Rav Aaron of Belz, to finish all the Kavanos and all the Yichudim and all the different Kabbalah and different types of things he was thinking about before davening, before they started davening on Shavuos morning. So Rabbi Klapholz had a bit of chutzpah, so he asked the Rebbe, "Nu, Rebbe, Tircha de Tzibura, you're finishing all of your Kavanos and your Yichudim and all your holy thoughts, and all the Chassidim are waiting for you to daven. Tircha de Tzibura." So Rav Aaron of Belz said, excuse me, I'm well aware of what the din is Tirchat Tzibura. He said, you know, my father, Rabbi Yisachar Dov, noted that the Kolbo says the reason we say Kedusha de Sidra, Ashrei Valetzion, at Mincha on Shabbos, and not in Shachris of Shabbos, right? Usually we say Ashrei Valetzion at the end of Shachris, right? But on Shabbos, we move it towards Mincha. Why? Because we're in Shul for a long time already. We are going to say all the stuff at the end anyway. We're going to say Ashrei and Valetzion and all this other stuff. So we take all that, we move it to Mincha, so everything is balanced at the end of the day. But not Uval Tzion, Kedusha de Sidra. All that stuff, we move towards Mincha. Why? Because it's a long davening in the morning. So we move it. Yeah, exactly. So we move it towards Mincha at the end of the day. And the Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz stressed that this is a very important thing, and he used to talk to me a lot of time about, it's only a couple of minutes to say Uval Tzion is, 2 minutes, 3 minutes if you're very from, so it doesn't take so long, but nevertheless we see Tirchat Tzibura, so he told Rabbi Klapholz, you know, I'll keep my Kavanos, it's good for the Tzibur, this is how Rebbes and Chassidim work, you know, this is how it goes, thank you very much. Okay, next story. The Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim and Reish Pei Beis discusses making Hasafos, additional Aliyos to Kriyas HaTorah. The Behetev cites the Takana of the Maharash of Prague to not have more than 10 Aliyos on Shabbos because of Tirchat Tzibura. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you really should not have any Hasafos. It's never right to make Hasafos unless it's going to lead to Machlokas. And the Meir in Megillah says that we only have 3 Aliyos on Shabbos for Mincha because we are tired at the end of Shabbos. And nobody wants to hear another Aliyah. And therefore, we only have 3 Aliyos by Shabbos Mincha. That's what the Meir writes in Megillah. No, correct. He said, we don't allow more than 3 because it's Shabbos and we're tired at Mincha. And so we see from there as well, no Hosafos because of Tirchat Tzibura. Rav Yaakov Emden, the Shel Sa'ibis and Chelak Aleph, says he is against the minag, the old minag, he says, of Misha Berachs by Kriyas HaTorah. He says, if I was king of the world and I could take all this back, I would ban Misha Berachs from laning because it takes too long and it makes everybody annoyed and it doesn't accomplish anything. And he says, besides the fact that it's Tirchat Tzibura, he says there's asking of Tzarcha Yachid, you're making individual requests in davening on Shabbos, which we try to avoid, and we're asking for money on Shabbos, and that's also not appropriate. And it's clear the minhag is not like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and we make Misha Berachs on Shabbos. Okay, let's go to something a little bit more controversial, and that is when the wrong Sefer Torah is sometimes removed from the Aron Kodesh, may be returned in exchange for the correct Torah, the Torah that is rolled to the right place. So the Makor Chaim writes in Kufla Medalad that it's usher to switch the Torah because of lack of Kavanah Torah, and people are going to think there's something wrong with this Torah. You took a Torah out, something wrong with it, there's a psul, it's not right, there's something off, and therefore you're going to put it away, and it's a lack of Kavanah Torah. The Abia Omer in Chelaches notes that most poskim maintain that it's improper to return the Torah to the Aaron once it's been removed, although using the wrong Torah will be a Tirchat Tzibura, because it has to be rolled to the right place, but nevertheless, it's considered degrading to the Torah, and the Kavanah Torah, he feels, overrides the covet of the Tzibor in this case. The Chida, however, writes in the David MS, then he cites the Zera MS, who says that you should switch the Torahs because of Tirchat Tzibura. So Rav Moshe has a Tshuva in Orach Chaim, Chelek Beis, and Siman Lamed Zayin, and Rav Moshe says, and he cites the Siddur of Yaakov Emden, and he says, there's no clear halacha, and you can do whatever you want, he says. He says, I don't know. Either you can pick the covet of the Torah, or you can pick the covet of the Tzibor, but there's no wrong call. Whatever you want to do, if you took the wrong Torah, you can decide, a fielder's choice, as they say, right? You can decide if you want to put it back, or if you want to take on the kavod of the Tzibur, that's up to you.
So there should be an issue at all when we have 2 sefer Torah, and they put the first one,
Correct, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's not an issue. If they took both of the Aaron Kodesh.
Correct, just switch it, for sure. Okay. Now, there are 2 places where everybody should agree where we should understand there's no problem. The first is that the Eshel Avram writes, the Buchacha Rav says, that if the person had psicha, he just lifted up the Torah, and someone said, no, wrong one. So everybody agrees that you should be able to put it down and put it back. That's fine. That's not considered taking the Torah out. Just it's not like a chess. If you take your hand off the piece, like, you know, that's your move. You can continue and switch the Torahs while you're standing by the Aron Kodesh. That's one. Two is the Prima Gadim and the Bir Halacha say that on a day when two or three Sefer Torah are taken out and the wrong one was laid on the Bima mistakenly, it's permitted to pick up the wrong Torah from the Bima and replace it with the correct one, which is what we noted before. Next case, the Rimi Gash says the Shiat Tzibur cannot have a slower private Shemon Esrei if it means the Tzibur must has to wait for him. The Shiat Tzibur has to be careful to daven at the pace of the Tzibur. The Mari Asad and Chelik Beis, the Talmud of the Chassam Sofer says that six people who already heard Kriyas HaTorah and don't have to wait and listen to Kriyas HaTorah again, so four people can have a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. You're sitting having a chabur and shul after davening, and four people come in and say, we want to have a minyan, we want a lane, and can you stay so we can lane? So the Mari Asad says, thank you, but no thank you. You know, I have places to go. I'm not going to sit here while you get to Kriyas HaTorah and leave. He says, that's an issue of Tircha D'Tzibura. The Or Zarua says that a Moel on the third day of his Shiva is allowed to get up and leave the house to go do a Bris Milah if it would mean that the Tzibur would have to come to his house for the Milah. He's the only Moel in town, and it's either he leaves the house to go do the Bris, or the Bris comes to him to have it in his house. So he says, better at least by the third day where we're more Makil, after the third day where we're more Makil, he should leave and leave Shiva, go do the Bris, and then come back to his house. The Padamiros says the minhag is to say Lam Natzeach al Shminas in many communities on Shmini Atzeres. And the Padamiros says that if you're going to say, if it falls on Shabbos, you're going to say Mizra Shel Yom HaShabbos plus Lam Natzeach al Shminas, a lot of Tehillim at the end of davening, he says better to consolidate because of a Tirchot Tzibur and cuts out on the Mizmorim at the end. Let's talk about now, before we get to the stories I want to end with, let's just talk about perhaps the most controversial, and that is waiting for the rabbi. Waiting for the rabbi when it comes to Shemona Esrei. So the Gemara in Brachos Laman Aleph tells us, the Daf just did it, that the minhag of Rabbi Akiva was, Kishai Mespal im Atzibur, when he davened with the Tzibur, Hay Mekatzav Ola, he would make sure he had a shorter Shemona Esrei, B'pnei Torah Chatzibur, because of the Tzibur. Kishai Mespal Beinu Levein Asma, when he davened by himself, Adam Anicha B'Zavazu, Motzi B'Zavaz Acheres, he would start in one corner of the shul, and when you came back an hour later, he was in the other corner of the shul, still davening. Why was he in the other corner? Because he davened, he bowed and shuckled so much that he moved all over the shul during the Shemona Esrei. But we see from Rabbi Akiva that he would alter his Shemona Esrei based on the Tzibur waiting for him. The Ramah and Arachaim Kuch of Dalid in Sif Gimel cites the Bitshuvas Binyamin Zaev, who says, V'im yesh yechidim bekal, shemarichim betfilasan, if there are people who are being marich, a longer tefillah, ein l'sheach tzibur l'hamtzen aleim, you shouldn't wait for them, afilu hayu t'chashuvayir, even if they're very important people, b'chein im haya minyan b'beis ha'knesses, ein l'hamtzen al adam chashu, you shouldn't wait for an adam chashu of a person, o gadol, or a gadol b'torah, shedayin l'obah, who has not come yet. That's a separate point. If the rabbi hasn't come, and it's time for minyan, you don't have to wait for the rabbi to start if the clock says it's time to start. The Binyamin Zev explains, it's a knas, it's a punishment. It's very nice that you're a big Talmid Chacham, but you know, the Tzibur doesn't want to wait for you, and let's move things along. Nevertheless, comes the Mishnah Berurah and cites the Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Yud Gimel. V'yachshav, however, nowadays, Nagu Shashatz, Mamtin al Shatzim Avbasin, the Shliach Tzibur waits until the Avbasin, the rabbi, finishes his tefillah, lefi sherov anashim mispalin b'merutza, because many people daven quickly, v'mispal mila b'mila lo yuchal lomar kedusha imatzibur, and a person who says Shemona Esrei word by word is unable to say kedusha with the tzibur, v'lachein, the rabbi kind of acts as like a traffic guard, a policeman. He kind of slows down the pace and allows more people to participate in Shemona Esrei. V'lachein mamtinen ki heim osim shlo kedin, because people daven too quickly. L'fichach ib ein ha'abesin b'ir, and therefore, even if the rabbi's not there, hu adin diyamtenu al ha'mispal mil b'mila, aval k'shamarech ein lamtin lav. If the rabbi really schleps it out, you don't have to wait for him, but if it's within reason, then you should wait for him, and he cites Rabbi Akiva. Rav, the Tshuvas Michtav L'Chizkiyahu discusses a rabbi who davens for a long time, and the Tzibur doesn't want to wait for him, so can he hint to the Tzibur to start? Can he fake his three steps back? Can he pretend he's adding Shmoneh Esrei, but really he's not? So they'll daven, he'll continue Shmoneh Esrei by himself. After much discussion regarding a hefsek in davening and things like that, he says it's mutter to pretend to take three steps back. The rabbi can pretend like he's done davening Shmoneh Esrei, even though he has a lot more to go. He'll take his three steps back and continue there, and that's when they'll continue. Yeah. Because there's a question of, the question is, hefsek, is making motions during Shmoneh Esrei a hefsek?
Three steps are the same.
100%. He says you could do that as well. The Mishnah Berurah cites this, and he cites the Shari Tshuva, V'chein Adim Nichbad She'omed B'Tfila V'Hashatz Mamzen Alav V'Amiras Kadosh Kedusha, and the Chazan's waiting for him, who ain't a Marutza B'Kach She'amtinu Alav, and they don't want him to wait for him. He doesn't want them to wait for him. V'zem Matridenu B'Tfila, but they want to wait for him. But the Tzibur wants to be nice, but he wants to be nice to them. So he says, better to make a remez and hint to them or fake it and let them continue. The Aruch HaShulchan argues, he says, V'yish mi shematir. And then he says, Ha'omid b'tfila margash yishlach tzibur mamtanav, you think people are waiting for you. Mutrala l'ramas b'yadu shal yamtan mishum tich v'tzibura. I think he's probably quoting the Chavetz Chaim without quoting the Chavetz Chaim. He says, there are people who are matir. And he says, V'ani tamama odal zeh, says the Aruch HaShulchan. What is he talking about? Harei af b'parshu yishon shal kriya shma asr l'ramas. You can't make any ramazim. You cannot make any hand movements, snaps, motions during kriya shma. V'kol shekein, when you say the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, v'kal v'chomer b'shmoneh esrei. You're going to start making motions to people during Shmoneh Esrei? You can't do that. It's a lack of kavana, a lack of kavod to the tefillah. Da'afilu im namar shu tzorech ha'tefillah. You'll say it's for the sake of tefillah. O tircha de tzibura. Yashul hatr, it's still not allowed. V'kol shekein leilech, to start walking. V'lechein nirli de'asr v'chalhani, it's asr. U'mishum tircha de tzibura yikatzer. If you're so right, tircha de tzibura, then shorten the Shmoneh Esrei. Below yarech, avalol hafsek b'ramazim, but no hand movements or motions, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Rechaim Pelagi says in the Kaf HaChaim that his grandfather, the Chikrei Leib, would take three steps back in Olkan Tzur, so that Tzibur wouldn't wait for him. I heard once from Rosh Weiss that if the rabbi davens a reasonable Shmoneh Esrei, and it's a bit longer than the Tzibur, then the Tzibur should wait if it's within range of what the Tzibur can handle. And he says that we should be mechanech the tzibur to daven Shmoneh Esrei a bit longer, and to understand the Amida is the most important part of davening. And he noted that the tefillahs of his Rebbe, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, were remarkable. A common shachris would take 2 hours. Every Shmoneh Esrei took over 20 minutes. Were filled with tears. And he told the story that when the Minchas Elazar, who was older at that time, came to visit Kloisenberg, he sent his gabbai to see if the Kloisenberger Rebbe was ready to meet with him. He wanted to go be mechaber, the Rav of the community. So the Minchas Elazar sent the gabbai to see, is the Kloisenberger ready to meet? Can we sit and learning and talk? So the gabbai came back, and he said he's still davening. So the Minchas Elazar said, where's he up to? So the gabbai said, Vayivarech David. So the Minchas Elazar said, Vayivarech or David? Because he davened so long. So there could be a difference between the two. So in the Minchas Asher, in the Sefer, so Rav Asher Weiss says that the Gemara Pesachim Pei Zayin says that that Rabbanus can bury the rabbi and can be Makatzer his life. It can take years off of his life. And there's Mesiras Nefesh in being the rabbi for the Tzibur. And the Gemara in Brachos says that the Rabbanus is Makatzer the life of a person as well. But the Gemara at the end of Brachos in Dalet says that if you're Marech B'Tfila, if you have long Tfila, you have Arichas Yam, a long life. So he says the Tzibur owes the rabbi, because they're shortening his life, to have him have a longer Shmoneh Esrei to make up for what's going on at the end of the day. Rosh Sternbach here, in the Tshuvas Vanagos and Chelek Aleph, in Simen Kuf Tes Zion, quotes a Tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eger, in a different printing of the Tshuvas of Rabbi Akiva Eger. And Rabbi Akiva Eger is very, very sharp, and he says the importance of allowing the rabbi to daven Shmoneh Esrei. And just before we get to the stories, I once heard a remez that the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, Al shlosh dvar ma'olam kayam, on three things the world stands, al hadin, ve'al ha'emes, ve'al ha'shalom. He says there's three times you have to be omed, you have to stand and wait for the rabbi. Din, you have to wait for the rabbi to get back to you with the answers of Shaila. You have to wait by MS, by Hashem Elkecham, MS and Rishma, and you have to wait by Shalom, Osa Shalom as well. So Al Shlosh Dvarim, on three things the world can wait. To get a psach, to wait for the end of Shema, to wait for Shmoneh Esrei, and everything will be okay at the end of the day. So let's just end with a few stories about this. This inyan of Tircha Tzibura. The first I saw in the Sefer Hikram Likras Elokecha Yisrael, that he heard from Matasyo Deutsch, the Rav of Ramat Shlomo, the following story from the Gabbai of Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak. Every day, at a certain point of the day, after he was done in his basin, so Dayan Weiss would daven Mincha with the tzibur that was there. So one day, right after Mincha, he went straight to his office and he closed the door and he locked the door and he went inside. So the Gabbai was a bit confused. He never does that. He usually waits around, talks to the people, straight to his office after Mincha. He was very bothered. So a Gabbai sometimes can be a little bit pushy, a little bit nosy. So he peeked through the keyhole to see what was going inside the room. And he saw that the Minchas Yitzchak was davening Shron Esrei again. But he just davened Shron Esrei in Mincha before. What is he doing again? Gabbais also sometimes have a little bit of a chutzpah. So afterwards he said, Kvoda Rav, what was that about? You just davened Mincha again. So he said, I have to tell you the truth. The truth is, when it came time to daven Mincha, I had to use the bathroom. But if I couldn't daven in the situation where I had to use the bathroom, but if I went to use the bathroom, it would have been a tircha for the tzibur. So instead what I did is, I waited and pretended like I was davening Shron Esrei for Mincha, and then after we were done, I went to my office, I used the bathroom there, and I davened Mincha afterwards in order not to be matriach the tzibur. That was the sensitivity that he had to that level. Rishon Shvadron recalls that the Brisker Rav would daven in a very small personal minyan, as the stories are told. So one Rosh Hashanah, he very much wanted to have a kohen for Birchas Kohanim. Generally, it was hard to get a kohen, and he wanted a kohen for Birchas Kohanim. He convinced a kohen to come walk to his minyan, but the kohen was davening somewhere else. So he was going to finish Shachris and then come to the Brisker Rav for Musaf. The kohen was late in coming, waiting for a long time, and some of the people in the Brisker Rav's minyan were grumbling. I cannot even imagine what that means, to grumble in the minyan of the Brisker Rav, but I guess there were such people who even were upset at the Brisker Rav and his minyan, and they were grumbling about Tirchad Tzibura, Tirchad Tzibura, and the Brisker Rav kind of gave them one of those looks, and that was it. There was no more grumbling, and they waited. Eventually the kohen came, and davening was over in Rosh Hashanah. At the end of davening, the Brisker Rav turned to those present and said, we have to learn from the Hasidim. He says, a chassid will travel great lengths through terrible weather to go to his Rebbe for a bracha. And here the Torah tells us, v'shemu ha-shemi, al-b'nei Yisrael v'ni'avarachem. The Kohen is going to bless you directly from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater bracha than Brichas Kohanim. So you're complaining about a few minutes for Brichas Kohanim. Chassidim will travel half across Europe to go get a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come bless you himself. A little tirchad tzibura is okay for something that's important and something that's worth the wait. In the Sefer Yemei Zikaron, in Chelek Tes, they tell the following story about the Skolner Rebbe. He was attending a Shabbos in Kiryas Malachi to give chizuk to new Olim, to Eretz Yisrael who lived there. So he woke up Shabbos morning and he began preparations to go to the mikvah. So the Gabayim told him, you can't go to the mikvah. The mikvah is all the way across town. You're too old. The weather's not good. It's going to take forever. You know, you can't go to the mikvah right now. It's not going to be good for you. And by the time you get back, you know, who knows what's going to be. The mispalim are not going to wait for you. So the Skolner Rebbe didn't back down. He proceeded to go to the mikvah. And when he got there, the mikvah was locked. So all of that, the mikvah was locked. So they sent a child to go and find the key. So the Skolner Rebbe looked around and said, is there like a window open somewhere we could like climb in? So they said, yeah, over there. So he said, lift me up. They lifted up the very elderly Skolner Rebbe. And he went through the window. 2 minutes later, he came up and he opened the door and they went inside to the mikvah. And he said, we can't wait, Tirchad Tzibura. They're already waiting for me because I'm going to the mikvah. So now they're going to wait even longer for us to find the key. We got to move. And he climbed to the window in order to get into the mikvah. Two more stories. In the Sefer Otzer Sipurim in Chelek Dalet, they say that when Rav Chaim Vitzanz was 13 years old, he visited the Choza of Lublin. And he went into the Choza of Lublin, and he feherd him, he spoke to him, and he said, you are going to be a manig in Klai Yisrael. You're a very special boy, a lot of talent, a lot of kishonos. I can see good things are going to come from you. So the young Divrei Chaim said, a manig of Klai Yisrael, what does that mean? I want to know what it means to be a Jewish leader. So he said, instead of leaving the room, I'm going to stay in the corner, I'm going to watch how the Choza of Lublin conducts himself. At a certain point, the Choza of Lublin said, everybody out, any time to myself, and it cleared the room. But the young Divrei Chaim stayed in the room in the corner, and he just watched. And he saw the Choza of Lublin walking back and forth, talking to himself, talking and learning for a few minutes. And then he looked up, and he saw the young boy sitting there in the corner of the room. And he walked over him and he explained to him as follows. He says, when people have issues, they went to the Urim V'Tumim to find out what to do. They went to the Kohen Gadol to find out how to run their lives and how to fix things. He says, but nowadays they don't have the Urim V'Tumim. So what do? They come to Talmidei Chachamim, to people who learn Torah, that hopefully their insight of Limud HaTorah will help them, inspire them, will give them some sort of clarity in some whatever issue they have in life. And that koach, that ability to help people, comes from learning Torah. And certain times over the day, I feel that my koach, my strength is drained, and I need to recharge with some learning of Torah in order to give me that insight and that clarity once again. But he said, if I'm going to sit here and, you know, go through the Daf Yomi, or I'm going to go through a whole sugya, pick up something complicated, it's not fair to the tzibur. There's people outside, lines waiting for me. He says, know what I do for learning? I recite Ezuhu Makuman. The Mishnayos we say in the morning before davening, I go through it very quickly. That gives me a shot of Limud HaTorah, and I get right back into helping the Tzibor and reading the rest of the Hasidim. So the Divrei Chaim said, we'd see that even in this case, he was concerned about the Tzibor, not a lot of learning, a little bit of learning just to power him up, not to be a tircha to the Tzibor, Ezo Mekumen, Mishnayos, and then he went back into helping the Tzibor. The last, Rav Shechter brings a Nefesh HaRav, that when Rabbi Soloveitchik finished his Tuesday night shiur in Maria, he didn't want the Tzibor to wait for him when it came to washing the Tilas Hadayim before Maariv. So therefore, the minyan would begin right away, and during Baruch Hashem Leolam, before Shmoneh Esrei, Rabbi Soloveitchik would go wash his hands, so he would have his hands washed before Shmoneh Esrei. However, when he davened Mincha in the yeshiva with the boys after Shir, he had no choice. He didn't want them, he had no choice, he had to wash his hands. He felt the dinners, you have to wash your hands without any question. So he would be matriach the boys to wait for him to go wash his hands, and then he would come back and have Shir if he had no other choice. So again, there has to be a balance between understanding and respecting what's going on versus the tzirch of the tzibor, and all of this should lead to shalom and klai Yisrael, and no fighting and no people being too upset.